There is an extraordinary story behind that last sequence. The focus puller on the picture was a fellow called John Godar, who was a member of the Oswald Mosley's British Union of Fascists. And being a very violent fellow himself, he actually murdered his girlfriend. Now, when you see Sykes falling from the roof, the focus puller is pulling focus on the rope. And John Godar was hanged for the murder of his girlfriend. It's a grim parallel to what was going on at the end of the picture. So, are there any questions? Yes.
I think the way they recreate the rookeries of the period is amazing. It's so realistic. Did they construct the sets themselves, or did they use any location shooting?
No, there's no location shooting. It's entirely set designed and built by John Bryan, who was a genius, absolute genius. I mean, you never spotted any of the false perspective, did you? And if you go down, I suppose now they're all luxury flats for bankers and so on down there. But when I went to look at the docks where that is set, it was uncannily close. In fact, the boats that took tourists down the Thames used to say, "This was where Oliver Twist was filmed." It has, I don't know whether there's any expert on horror films of the 40s, but there's a Jacques Tourneur film, the title of which I've forgotten, and David Lean takes a lot of elements of that in the final chase, with that huge crowd with flaming torches and everything. What the hell is it? Anyway, I'll get it at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll ring you up and tell you.
Is it true that the character Vague in this is the same actor as Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars?
Who played what, sorry?
Vagin was the same...
Fagin?
Character as Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
You're absolutely right, yes, spot on. And it saved his old age. He earned so much money from Star Wars. Yes, isn't that... That's brilliant. He looked a bit different, though, didn't he? Yes. There's another story I have to tell you, and I'm trying to remember what that was. Oh, yes, the murder of Nancy, the dog, who gives such an incredible performance. They had a stuffed cat as a prop in the picture, and when the dog saw that cat, it went completely mad. And all they had to do was to put the stuffed cat somewhere near the dog, and it would go absolutely mad. Yeah, any more? Yes.
There was one little location that is real that I noticed is Beaconsfield. When Oliver's being the mute mourner boy, there's a very distinctive building. It turns up in lots of films, Hammer films and all different things.
Oh.
And its windows are very distinctive, got sort of octagonal window panes. So just in that scene, that's Beaconsfield.
And, of course, the church, the cathedral window must have been real.
Yeah, that's
interesting. But, of course, Beaconsfield was almost a studio itself,
exactly,
wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And I wondered, I noticed in the credits that it said Henry Edwards played
police.
I actually didn't notice him in the film, but that is I take it that's the Henry Edwards of the Hepworth Players.
Yes, Henry Edwards, who plays a police officer. Was... probably the leading man of British silent pictures. Henry Edwards and Chrissy White. Yes.
And Florence Turner as well. He played with Florence Turner.
Florence Turner was American, of course. Yes.
They did East is East, that wonderful East End silent film.
East is East.
But he passed me by in it. It was only when I saw his name in the credits, I just wanted to check it was that Henry Edwards.
Mm. You had the Mr. Brownlow. You had a Mr. Brownlow,
yes.
Third or fourth one. It was a rich man, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it some name in connection with Brownlow Road in Croydon?
I doubt
it. Is it a cousin?
I suspect that those sort of roads are named after aristocrats, and there was a Lord Brownlow, and I'm sure he'd get priority.
Thank you.
I've seen the film many, many times, and this is the first time I've actually seen the credit for who did the music. And of course, it was Arnold Bax. And I've listened to Arnold Bax's music. I know quite a bit about his music. It's always struck me as being fantastic. I've always sort of thought it would be really, really brilliant to have a film scored by him. And of course, there it was. Arnold Bax did the music. Fantastic.
If you borrow a book from the BFI library called British Film Music by John Huntley, there is a section, because he was on the picture as an assistant in the music department, and he tells you how Bax worked on it, which is absolutely fascinating.
Can I just go back to the point you made about there being a 1933 version of Oliver Twist?
Yes.
I never knew that at all. Can you tell us a wee bit more about that, maybe? Is it British?
No, it's American.
Oh, it's American, sorry, yeah.
And it was directed by somebody very well known who's gotten out of my head. Dickie Moore was Oliver Twist. I've got a print of it at home in cut-down version on 9.5, but I don't think I've actually seen it since 1947, before this one was made. I must look at it again, and if you leave your address, I promise to tell you as much as I can about it, because when they decided they were going to make this picture, David Lean got in touch with George Minter of Renown Pictures, and he asked if he could see it. He was very impressed with certain elements of it. And I think, as close as I'm getting, I think the director was Herbert Brennan, the Irish director of Beau Geste and Spanish Dancer and those wonderful silent pictures, Daughter of the Gods. But it wasn't up to his standard, I must say, and it isn't anything near this. It's quite cheap. There was also a Great Expectations made in America with Valerie Hobson before David Lean's one. Yes.
Hello. Who were David Lean's influences? You say that he regarded himself as being steeped in silent film.
Yes. The man who got him to be a director, I suppose, was Rex Ingram. Funnily enough, Rex Ingram, another Irishman, had a studio in the south of France, and he started the career of Michael Powell. He took him on as a stills man, and Michael Powell was totally devoted to him. And David Lean saw a picture called Mare Nostrum about the U-boat war in World War I with Antonio Marino. And he was a kid, but instead he saw a sudden cut to the U-boat commander at the periscope, and he said, "There's somebody in charge of this film, and I want to be that someone." God, it's 25 years, more than 25 years ago. But if you get my book, I'm sure it's in there. it's paperback.
It's a story of Oliver Twist. It's based on a real story.
I think it's based on masses of real stories that Charles Dickens worked out in his mind. I'm sure all those things happened, but not in the order you see them. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. Can't wait to come back and see another picture here. It's a wonderful theatre. Thanks so much.
Well, okay, thank you very much indeed, Kevin. And perhaps we can invite you again. Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
We're on a silent picture.
Yes.
Mare Nostrum.
What about Mare Nostrum? Absolutely. Okay then, Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much.